Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The more people you know, the more people are going to refer you business, the more people that you're going to be able to help with their business. And that's a big key to the book in general about networking is don't always look to help yourself.
Best Ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out. Best Ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Weston Harding. How you doing, Weston?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Weston. He owns and operates X Plus Real Estate. His team is currently the number one brokerage for 2-4 unit sales in all of Chicago. His team closed on over $20 million in sales in 2017 and is on track for $40 million in sales in 2018. Their website's xplusrealestate.com. And there's a link to that in the show notes page based in Chicago, Illinois. So with that being said, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Thank you so much for the Best Ever listeners for tuning in today. So a little bit about my background. I actually got started selling real estate in college at Texas Tech University. Go Red Raiders.
Yeah, guns up, baby.
Guns up. So sold real estate there, which was just your standard single family homes for like $75,000. And then I moved to Chicago after graduation and decided to get into commercial real estate. So I was actually selling larger 20 unit plus apartment buildings. And while doing this, I started doing a lot smaller 2-4 unit deals to kind of get my feet wet. And I noticed that there was nobody else in this market. And this was back in like the early 2000s. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and make a goal for myself to be the number one seller for 2-4 units in all of Chicago. So in 2010, 2011, I started my own brokerage, X Plus Real Estate, where from there I've just been cranking away, building a team, up to a team of about 6-7 people now. And as Joe mentioned, we're the number one seller of 2-4 units in all of Chicago. A little bit more on last year's numbers, our sales were on average 13.8 days on market and at 98.9% of list price. So just crushing that right now. On top of that, I own a number of properties that I'm actually in the currently going to be liquidating my portfolio to buy some bigger stuff out of Chicago.
You own properties in Chicago?
Yeah. I actually had a portfolio of about 6-7, 3-6 unit properties that my wife and I owned. And then we decided last year as the company was growing that it just became more of a conflict of interest to keep buying stuff. Cherry picking deals for myself isn't the best thing for my clients and yeah, for my company. So we decided to start liquidating that portfolio and start looking at stuff out of state and some ground up stuff as well.
Ground up development. That's a gutsy move. What gives you the comfort level for doing ground up?
Recently, last year, I bought a project that was a complete gut in the Avondale neighborhood in Chicago. And we took that all the way down to the studs. And that was a 4-unit property. And we actually just sold that for $937,000, which is the highest sale for a four flat ever in this Avondale neighborhood. And we looked at what we did there and we talked to our contractor, and it's like the only two things we didn't do was put in a foundation and build the exterior walls. So why not take the next step and see if we can find land for a relatively good deal and just build from the ground up? And so that's what we're doing.
You sold it for $937,000. What'd you buy it for?
Bought it for $307,000.
How much you put into it?
$275,000.
$275,000 over what period of time?
Best contractor ever. It only took 4 months.
Wow, amazing. So I'm not as familiar with Chicago. It's within the Chicago city limits, Avondale is?
Yep, it's within the Chicago city limits. It's on the Blue Line, which goes from O'Hare to downtown.
Cool.
It's a very growing neighborhood.
So I believe I heard you say you're looking to invest out of town. So the one difference in the ground up development, and I imagine it would be a big difference, is that it would be away from your backyard, whereas this was in your backyard. So how do you mitigate the risk there?
We're actually going to do the ground up stuff in Chicago, but we'll be doing all the other purchases outside of the state.
Ah, all right. I hear you. With the brokerage, you are on pace to double from last year to this year in the transaction volume. What do you attribute that to?
We'd spent a ton of money last year redoing our website. So now that when you type in 4-unit Avondale or 4-unit Humboldt Park, we're the number one thing that shows up. So we've done that, as well as I'm an investor myself and all our clients are investors. And I just asked them what they wanted most. And everybody said the same thing. They said, I want a website that I can go to specifically created for smaller investment properties and click on a property and then have it auto-populate a pro forma. So we actually created that. So if you go to our website, xplusrealestate.com, and click on a property and click pro forma or investor in the top right corner, it'll create a pro forma for you from what's currently on the MLS. So we did that, which has boosted us a lot, as well as we've done a significant amount of marketing. We have a database of every 2 to 12 unit owner in the Northwest side that we reach directly out to, as well as marketing through online emails, as well as old school mail marketing as well.
That's incredible. So yeah, you just click that investor calculator. I'm on your website, and then it pre-populates a pro forma. How did you determine what benchmarks to put in the pro forma for each property?
Benchmarks in what sense?
Taxes, insurance, maintenance.
Yep. So the taxes is just drawn off the tax record. So it's the tax from last year. Maintenance is just the numbers that we do so many of these deals that we put in what our average deals see. So we went through a bunch of our previous sales and just kind of compiled where those insurance were coming out at, what the average gas bill was, what the average electric bill was, and then just used an average number to put in there. And then the other really cool thing on benchmarks is that if you look, there's one column that is the actual, how it's running, and then the next column over is actually going to be a column that is an algorithm built into our website that's always changing, that pulls up what the current rent would be for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 3-bedroom, 1-bath that has washer and dryer in unit as well as an updated kitchen. And that's always changing. So that's kind of a cool feature. You can see immediately from that pro forma what it would be like if you updated your kitchens and baths.
It really is very impressive. I have not seen this on a website, and you can even delete everything that your team has in here and put in your own stuff and calculate it, right?
Exactly. The great thing about investing in real estate is everybody has their own ideas and own way that they run their numbers. So to be able to give you at least like a framework to work from, we thought it would be great.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then you can download it. Great stuff. How much does it cost to build a website like this?
Good question. It's a lot. I think we spent somewhere about like $20,000 to $30,000, I think, was the cost for everything. And there's other numbers that run on the back end of that website. We can constantly pull what the average 3-unit or 4-unit is selling for in an area or in a zip code. So it does a lot more than just what you're seeing on the front end.
Yeah, that's great stuff. With what you're seeing right now in your business, not necessarily the market, but just how your business is evolving,
where do you see your business evolving to in the next 5 to 7 years?
Great question. This year has been an immense change. Even in the last 2-3 years, I've normally been running with one assistant. And then last year, I decided to grow a team. So we went from myself plus one, and then I hired 2 more people. And then just in the beginning stages of this year, we were getting so overwhelmed with clients that I hired 2 more people. So we're up to now 2 buying agents, a selling agent, a closing coordinator, and then we have somebody who just does all our rentals, because we have so many people that we sell 2 to 4 units that they want to rent those properties out that we decided to take that in-house as well. So I think the next couple steps is hiring a couple more people and then just growing to certain other parts of Chicago. So currently we're really based on like the north and northwest side. Moving that out to maybe farther west and farther north is probably our next moves.
Your investor clients who are buying 2 to 4 units, what's a typical question that they ask and what's your response?
Oh man, is this a good idea? It's probably the question I get the
most. So they're starting out.
Yeah, I would say we do buying seminars bi-monthly. It's free. Anybody who wants to come can come to those. And we discuss house hacking is probably our biggest topic, as well as how to finance a house hack, what goes into living in one unit, what are you expecting from being a landlord. So the biggest thing I get asked all the time is, like, once I live in this property and I have other people living with me, what can I expect? And what I normally tell people is that it's really scary the first time that you do this or you decide to buy a property. It's a big purchase. At least what I found out and what most of my other clients find out is after 3 months of owning a property and living there, not a whole lot goes wrong, knock on wood. But once you do it, you're kind of like, all right, I'm making money or I'm living for free. Let's go do another one. And you kind of get easier with the next purchase.
What's a question that you're not asked, but you should be asked?
I think the question I don't get asked enough is, what do I do next for financing? Normally people get so focused on their first purchase, but how do I go about buying the second one? I think is probably things that people need to think about on their first purchase more. There's so many different types of financing that's available, and I think it's really important to look at all aspects of that. And we have people we've worked with for a long number of years, big banks as well as small local banks that can do deals that other people can't.
What's a doable goal for a client of yours to achieve through the purchase of a 2-to-4 unit right now in Chicago?
Great question. So I was actually running the numbers on this earlier today because we're going to be doing a big video campaign coming up. But normally your purchase is going to be about $700,000 for a 4-unit, give or take. So you're going to be putting down around $25,000 with an FHA loan. So getting into that, and then you're mortgage amount, I think, comes out to around $4,500. So you're living in one of those units, and you have the other 3 rented out between $1,350 and $1,500. You're either going to be living for free or come really close to it. So we normally like to see our clients living in one unit that's normally a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, not paying more than about $500 a month.
And then what has been an example of a potential client coming to you with a goal where you're like, sorry, pal, can't deliver on that?
The biggest misconception people get is that there's so many 2-flats in Chicago. So we get a lot of people that say, I want to buy a 2-flat. And through education and just helping people look at the numbers, a 2-flat is a very hard property in Chicago to make yourself live for free. So we normally start with them saying, I want to buy a 2-flat. And then after a month or a couple conversations of explaining, they say, you know what? Yeah, probably a 3-flat or 4-flat is a better way to go.
Based on your experience, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Oh, best advice ever. By far, get out there and look at properties. I meet so many people that are like, I've been looking at properties online and running pro formas for the last 2 years, and I've already got enough money to buy a property, but I can't make that step. My team and I are here to help you get out there and look at stuff. Even if you don't buy a property, we'd love to teach you and educate you on that process, because eventually you're going to be confident enough in the investment to make the purchase. So my biggest advice ever is get out there, find yourself a broker, if it's us, if not somebody else, make sure you get out there and start looking at properties.
When you host the bi-monthly event, what is the flow of the event? Just if I were to look like an agenda or table of contents.
So the flow is always going to be two types. It's either going to be like a fireside chat with myself and normally moderating with some other expert, whether that's a mortgage person or a property manager. So it's either going to be that or it's going to be a panel discussion. We'll have two or three people that are experts. Most recent one we did was like an Airbnb, all over Airbnb investing in Chicago and how that's changing smaller multifamily properties. And we had three top people from that field. And then we do a couple questions, and then we do a open question and answer where the audience gets to ask questions. And then after that, everybody sticks around normally for a couple beers so you can talk to them one-on-one as well.
What's been the most challenging time you've had as a real estate professional?
I guess this will also go with the biggest thing I've learned, I guess. When I was originally starting out and the business was growing, I started getting overwhelmed. I got so many clients and so many listings, and there's only so many hours in the day. And I actually had a good friend of mine who was looking to purchase a property, and I started to show him places. But at the same time, I had so much more on my plate that after about a month or two, he actually decided to go with somebody else to help him buy a property.
And wake up call.
Exactly. Huge wake up call. And I was like, knew I needed to get an assistant. So I hired my first assistant. And from there, I just was able to delegate a lot more and give tasks away. So I think the biggest change that I made is after I hired that first person, I hired the second, third, fourth person all within the matter of a year or two. And that was amazing.
I remember reading Gary Keller's Millionaire Real Estate Agent. Even though I'm not one, I read it, and he said the first hire should be your assistant. So after reading that book, within a week, I had a job posting up, and then within 3 weeks, I had hired my assistant.
I read the same book, and I got to the same conclusion.
Fair enough. With your team, what department do you work with the most?
I probably work with the sales side the most. Mostly because people selling properties, it's a lot to ask of somebody to come in your home, and you really want somebody to evaluate what that's going to be worth. So mostly I'll meet with every seller of the property that we're going to sell. I'll come in and give a free evaluation of what it's worth, as well as where I think we can push the value. A couple other things that's really interesting about our company is that we will pay for professional photographs upfront. So we pay for that. There is no upfront cost selling a property through us. If we don't sell your property, we don't get paid. So mostly the sales side. And then on the buy side, I'll meet with the client normally the first time out. I've got two amazing full-time buy side agents. All they do is look at investment properties. That's all they do all day. They drive people around. And once it goes under contract, it goes to a closing coordinator. So once you go under contract, you have a dedicated person to help you get through the closing. But that also leaves our buying agents to really look for the best properties and focus on their clients, which is great.
Switching gears to where you're headed from an investment standpoint, you said you're looking for land to build on. How do you run those numbers?
It's actually really simple. Once you know what your build cost is going to be, you just backtrack to say, okay, I know what I can sell it for. I know what I can build it for. Now I know what I have to buy it for. And if I want X amount of profit, it's got to be X number. So it's just working it backwards to figure out where that's going to make the most sense.
And what level of profit makes the property and the project pencil out?
Normally, I like to see at least $100,000, if not more.
And your contractor that you work with, how did you get to know him or her?
I actually met him through one of the people who was one of my assistants, actually was roommates with the son of the contractor. So met through him, and then him and I just kind of hit it off. And he did an amazing project for me on our first deal. And then I've given him all my other smaller projects of smaller things that I wanted to rehab, as well as I give his name and number out to all my clients. So when you work with us, open Rolodex, anybody you need, we have. And we've had relationships with or dealt with and worked with in the past. So working with him was just a great experience. And I give his name and number out to all my clients now.
So my follow-up question would be, if we're in another market that you're not in, what's your suggestion for finding a good contractor, but maybe it's just finding a real estate brokerage that has the contact and working that angle, or is there something else?
We actually had a contractor before this contractor, actually three contractors before this contractor that we got like heavily burned on, like really badly burned, like $100,000 burn on. And we wound up, my wife and I, my wife is very A-type personality, and that's a great thing. And she's very detail oriented. And she said, next time we hire a contractor, you have to vet them. So now it's
a good rule.
Yeah, it's a very good rule. Something that I didn't really do a lot in the beginning of my investing. It just kind of worked out, but one bad experience. And so what we do now is if we're going to work with a contractor, we have a long list of questions. We go over the project in detail to make sure, one, that it seems that he knows what he's doing, as well as we'll ask to see current projects that he's working on, talk to current people he's working with, as well as a number of past people that he's worked with as well. So it's a very much a vetting process of a lot of phone calls to make sure that he's going to do what he says.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out. What is your return on life? Do you struggle with investing for a safe return? American Real Estate Investments specializes in passive income real estate investing through single family rentals, private money lending, and international vacation rental properties. Visit them at areiusa.com. That's areiusa.com. Best ever book you've read?
Best book I've ever read is Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi.
How have you applied the insight from that book into what you're doing?
It's all about networking. And I think that's the biggest thing in real estate or most businesses is the more people you know, the more people are going to refer you business, the more people that you're going to be able to help with their business. And that's a big key to the book and in general about networking is don't always look to help yourself. But if you can help two other people out, they're going to think of you when they need real estate or a contract or whatever that may be.
Best ever deal you've done that we haven't discussed?
Best ever deal I've ever done was my first house hack. So I bought a 4-unit property in Avondale in 2010 for $235,000. It was not the same area it is today. It was a little rougher, but I was able to live in one of the units, moved out all the tenants and moved in newer tenants, updated the units. And I was actually not only living for free, but I was making about $1,200 a month. So it was amazing. And then actually, as of 2 weeks ago, I sold that property for $787,000.
That's a good return, 205 to 780.
It was a very good deal.
What broker did you use to sell it? No, I'm kidding. What's a mistake you've made on a transaction?
Biggest mistake I've made is hiring the wrong contractor. That's the biggest mistake I've ever made. It lost us a ton of money. We bought the deal, luckily, at such a low price, and the market went up, that I was able to bring in a different contractor and we teamed up to finish it. And then we were planning to flip out of the deal together and split the profits. But he wound up falling in love with the building and wound up just buying it from me. And I was still able to make a little bit of money.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I am actually on the board of directors of the Harold Eisenberg Foundation, which is an amazing foundation. They help young people coming out of college or in college learn about commercial real estate. And they do free mentorships. They do a free career day. They do site visits. They do a number of things, including a case competition. But it's an amazing organization. If you're ever coming to Chicago or thinking about ending college and thinking about getting involved in anything, I would definitely check out the Harold E. Eisenberg Foundation.
And how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on and get in touch with you?
I'm going to go ahead and throw out a cell phone number. This is our office line. If I don't pick up, somebody from my team will pick up. And you can call or text this. It's 312 669 4343, or you can find us on the web at xplusrealestate.com, and we're here to help with any small multifamily transaction. If you're just getting into the business and want to know anything about it, give me a call. I'll grab a coffee with you. If you're looking to sell your property, we would love to do that as well.
And also recommend checking out X Plus Real Estate, the website, just to look at how it's put together. It's certainly a unique format with the investor pro forma and numbers populating. Then you can change the numbers based on how you want to run it. And then you can download your pro forma. Really, really cool. So nice work on that, and makes sense that that is paying dividends. And the beauty of it is you invested $20,000 to $30,000 in the website, and that's the lifetime value of it will greatly exceed that investment, I'm sure. So thanks again for being on the show, talking about your evolution as a real estate investor and entrepreneur, the type of deals that you do as an investor, what you're looking to do in the future with the raw land, how you pencil those numbers, as well as how your brokerage is on pace to double in sales from last year to this year. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
What is your return on life? Do you struggle with investing for a safe return? American Real Estate Investments specializes in passive income real estate investing through single family rentals, private money lending, and international vacation rental properties. Visit them at areiusa.com. That's areiusa.com.